frantic to clean up one of the country's most notorious centres of vice is the brainchild of city leader Alan Whitehead. The prostitutes have plied their trade for years, but is it fair to prosecute the women when, if they applied for permission to run a brothel, they'd be turned down? Councillor Whitehead.
I think this is precisely why we're talking about a test case. The law is rather unclear on this issue.
The council wants to rid the area of prostitutes before spending £500,000 on improvements. Penny Guy, IRN, Southampton.
Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
And the sunshine weather check, what have we for you? Well, tonight, dry with clear spells in most parts, with icy patches on the roads. Light southwesterly winds tonight, and temperatures dropping to around -1°C. Could be some fog by morning, so be careful if you're out early hours on the roads. Here's the cars, and you might think... The Cars, and you might think this is my night. I wonder. 6 minutes after 5 o'clock.
Feeling
That's Chaka Khan. This is my night. No, it is not. For the news, you see, I had John Jackson on from Aberystwyth, and I said, I'll call you back after the news, because we can't rearrange the news, you see. It's out of my hands. So he said, all right, then. I said, I'll give you a call back in 5 minutes, and he gave me the number. He's obviously at the town hall, you see, in Aberystwyth. Dumbo here didn't think, after 5 o'clock, will you get through to a town hall? Not a hope. I've been ringing for the last 10 minutes, solid, so hopefully he'll give me a call back. Hopefully he'll realise that the operator, whoever it is, the receptionist there, has probably gone off home, dead on the stroke of 5 o'clock, you see. So hopefully he'll call me back with all the details on that, because I can't get through to them. I should have realised, bureaucracy being what bureaucracy is, no hope after 5 o'clock. No way can you get into a town hall.
Farmers, DIY centres, try D-Oil. D-Oil of Worcester. Phone Worcester 355-000. D-Oil of Worcester for oils and greases, including chain oils, creosote, wood preservers and diesel dewaxers. D-Oil, try their super spring offers. Phone Worcester 355-000. D-Oil of Worcester, established since 1869. D-Oil, the people for oils, greases, chain oils, creosote, wood preserver and diesel dewaxers. D-Oil, phone Worcester 355-000 for good prices and delivery. Worcester 355-000.
Hire Equipment. Sheet Road Industrial Estate Ludlow offer for hire a wide range of tools and equipment. They hire to the building trade, agriculture, industry and householders. Their equipment is of top quality professional standard and is always serviced before delivery. Hire Equipment, Sheet Road Industrial Estate, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 3679. Whether you're a contractor on site or a homeowner working on the house or garden, Hire Equipment will supply you with the right tools for the job. For a free brochure, call at Hire Equipment, Unit 11, Sheet Road Industrial Estate, Ludlow. Or telephone Roger Jones on Ludlow 3679. Hire Equipment, for higher tools at lower costs.
See GT Insurance Services for all your insurance requirements. GT Insurance Services for instant computerized motor insurance quotes. Pension plans tailored to suit you. They can even arrange your mortgage. Contact Nick Gordon or Bob Turner now at GT Insurance Services, 1 Mill Street, Lowtown, Bridge North. Phone Bridge North 66763. GT Insurance Services. Ensure you deal with the experts.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
For peace of mind and assured service, you can't beat buying a car off a local reputable dealer. And locally, West End Garage at Clibbury Mortimer has a reputation second to none. Let Bert Haywood value your car and make you an offer against a new Ford car. There's no quibbling at West End Garage. You talk to the boss. They also do MOTs, sell petrol, and look after all your motoring needs competitively. West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer. Phone Bert Haywood on Clibbury Mortimer 270-384.
We make Ford so affordable.
103.5 VHF. Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
It's 13 minutes after 5 o'clock. I was kind of right. Fortunately, John has called us back. Hello, John.
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Are we on there?
Yes, we definitely are.
Super. Yes, well, we're here now at Ceredian Town Hall, and we've got the lads here. We had an awful job to catch them in the car, funnily enough. In the last sort of 5 or 6 miles, we were doing a steady 40, 50 miles an hour, and they raced on ahead of us. While I was talking to you, and we were on there last time, they zipped on, and in no time at all, they were down in Aberystwyth, and here we are at the town hall. Would you like to have a word with a couple of the lads now? They've done so well. They're awfully sore. We've got Stephen with us, and we've got Andrew with us, and I think Stephen's going to come and have a word on the air now, if we can get him to.
Okay, let's see.
I'll pass him over in a second. Hang on a second.
Okay, then. Apparently...
Yes, we've got Stephen Bray here now.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello?
Hello, Stephen.
Hello?
Well done, mate. Well done on the ride today. How are you feeling now?
Tied up.
Hey? Yeah, I bet you are tied up. Bit stiff, are you?
Pardon?
Are you a bit stiff?
No.
Yeah. How do you think you're going to do on the second leg? You've got another return journey to do yet, haven't you?
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to manage that on Friday?
Not pretty well.
No? You're looking forward to a kind of relaxed night now, I take it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, well done anyway on that, and it's great, all the money going towards Ethiopia.
Yes.
And, well, it's nice to know that you managed to do it, bad weather and all. It was very wet, they tell me, up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, mate.
Good Can I speak to the other kid?
Andy. Yeah, Andy. Andy's the other guy, isn't it? You put Andy on there. Very
Hello?
Shy. Hello. Is that Andrew?
Yes.
Yeah, how are you feeling, mate?
I'm very tired and wet.
I bet you are. Yeah, it was pretty wet and miserable up there in the hills, wasn't it?
Yeah, very.
Yeah. How are you feeling after the first leg's over now?
Not too bad, actually.
Yeah, you probably get a bit stiff later, I should imagine,
yeah.
But I bet you it was a great feeling, though, when you came down and saw Amaris with lying there in front
of
you.
Yeah, it was a relievement.
Yeah, and they gave you a warm welcome, did they?
Yeah, very, very kind.
Great. Well, we wish you the best of luck for the return journey, and that's on Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, best of luck for that, mate. I think, actually, now we're going to have a word with the chairman of the town council up there.
Okay, I'll hand you over to him.
Yeah, hand us over to him, because he did a great thing helping out there, putting on the welcoming committee. Hello. Right, I think it's comes
Hello
along.
There, sir.
Hello.
I'm the chairman of Ceredigion. I've just been here now in the foyer of the town hall, getting your two boys in and getting their wet clothes off. They look indeed very honourable and, shall I say, very brave. I think they deserve a medal for what they've done on their own accord, and alone for charity.
Yes, it's an amazing feat.
Through the skin.
Yeah, it's an amazing feat for two young lads, isn't it?
Yes, well, you see, the day unfortunately couldn't have been worse for them, would it?
No, mind you.
But they came here dead on time. They were coming into the foyer here at 5 o'clock, dead on time.
Yeah.
And it's amazing this weather. I wouldn't have twinked an eye if they'd been half an hour late coming over the Plinlimmon right there.
Yeah,
the snow was actually gone, but my gun, you know, the mist and the rain, they're absolutely saturated.
It's a pretty rough old course, that, isn't it, coming over that way?
Well, shaking hands with them, you know, you'd thought there was a spot of blood in them. But they're warming up with a nice cup of tea and coffee now.
I think it's great you guys give them such a warm welcome as well over there.
Well, indeed, being honest and truthful, they really deserve it. At this time of the year, you know, they'd be very, very courageous indeed in doing such a thing.
Yeah?
I well remember boys coming from Birmingham down here in the summer, and they felt tired, but these boys, they don't look too bad, you know. They walk in here now, you can just feel their shoes and socks saturated. So after a hot bath and a meal, they'll be entirely different, I'm sure.
Yeah, so you're looking after them well up there.
Oh, well, they well deserve a good evening's rest and rest, yeah?
I bet
we'll
they do.
We'll look after them tonight, you can be rest assured there.
Yeah, get them all fit again for the return journey.
Yes.
Thank you very much for taking time out to talk to us there.
It's a pleasure receiving them. And an honour indeed to do what they're actually done for charity.
Well, this is it.
Yes.
And
we do hear very often of, you know, notorious things which they've done in a bad way with youngsters, but indeed, you know, these deserve a medal for doing what they've done.
Yeah, it's always the bad bits that get reported, not often the good bits, is it?
Yes.
Well, thanks to you very much for talking to us today.
Not at all, sir. It's been a pleasure indeed entertaining them.
Yeah, and you look after the guys up there. Make sure they're in a good way for coming back. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. And
hello, are you still there?
Yeah, that's John back again.
That's right, yes. Thank you very much for your coverage of this. I think the lads are very grateful, and if we do get any more sponsors, it would be absolutely super. The more we get for this worthwhile charity, the better. We've got quite a worthy donation off the chairman here and one or two other people, so the money's mounting up slowly.
Yeah, and of course, if anybody listening now would like to help out, they just have to get hold of the headmaster of the Lake and Child School, don't they, David Carr?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and he'll tell them how to go all about it.
Sure.
Well, will you be chaperoning them on, I think that's the word, looking after them on the return leg on Friday?
Yes, I believe we'll be here. We've got to come and pick their change of clothes up from Aberystwyth, and we should be following them on the way back, yeah.
Yeah, well, do call us in during the afternoon on the way back. I'll be sitting here after 2 o'clock, yeah. So if you keep calling us in and letting us know what's happening.
Right, well, I'll let you know how they're getting on.
Yeah.
I think the homeward stretch will be as hard as the one here, though. It's still just as far, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay, thanks a lot for keeping us in touch all day then, John.
All
and
right.
We look forward to hearing from you on Friday.
Fine, I'll do that.
Yeah. Best of luck, mate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, that's John Jackson, who's been looking after the lads, Stephen and Andrew, who cycled all the way from Cliberry Mortimer. They left at 4 o'clock this morning, and they arrived in Aberystwyth at just before 5 o'clock this evening to raise money for Ethiopia and buy sponsorship. They're doing the return journey on Friday, all the way back again to Cliberry Mortimer. And as we said there, if you would like to help with their sponsorship for that, then get hold of David Carr, headmaster of Lake and Charles School in Cliberry Mortimer. I'm sure he'll tell you how to go about it and what to do. King, well, why not? We had Prince and Queen earlier. So. Love and Bride. And we'll be covering the return leg, by the way, of Andrew and Stephen from Aberystwyth back to Cliberry Mortimer on Friday. Find out how they made out in the end. I bet they're stiff tonight. Tell you, good Aunt Bath, mate. He's a definite. Good heavens. It was very wet and yuck up there today, apparently. They did great things going through like that. Well done to them. Here's Sweet. We had a Sweet mix earlier. I said we'd play the flip side a bit later on in the programme. The time is now 24 minutes after 5 o'clock. Here's Sweet and Fox on the Run. one to get you moving. Sweet! Fox on the Run. Oh, that's brilliant. The memories that brings back. Of a misspent youth. 27 after 5. Here's Tracy Ullman. Tracy Ullman. Her latest single called Terry.
Who knocks £15 off summer holidays abroad? Lun Polly does. Yes, Lun Polly holiday shops in Ludlow and Bridgnorth give up to £15 per person off your 1985 summer holiday abroad. But hurry, 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 because this special Lun Polly holiday offer ends February the 28th. So book your Cosmos summer air, coach or motoring holiday now. Book Cosmos holidays and many more at Lun Polly High Street, Ludlow. Phone Ludlow 3424. In Bridgnorth, Lun Polly are in the High Street. Phone Bridgnorth 3002. Lun Polly. Can you afford to book elsewhere?
Robert Machin is your quality furniture specialist in Craven Arms, stocking Parker Knoll, Old Charm, Rest Assured and Cintiq, to name but a few. There's lounge suites with removable covers, a limited number of reclining chairs from £145, high seat chairs from £79, bed settees and chairs from just £99, and a comprehensive stock of pine furniture. Robert Machin, 6 Corvedale Road, Craven Arms. Phone his easy-to-remember number, Craven Arms 3322.
Now nowadays, the cost of running a car can be exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles, with thousands of parts for thousands of cars. At Cleehill Motor Spares, every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf, and if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. If you've an MOT failure, ring Cliff on Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget our motto, you wreck 'em, we fetch 'em. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, open 7 days a week, from 8 in the morning till it gets dark. Cleehill Motor Spares.
It's still up there. The Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill. The pub in the clouds. They reckon there's no higher pub anywhere. The Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill, for wedding receptions, party bookings, bar extensions and supper licences. Get up to the Craven Arms Inn for bed and breakfast. There's a lounge, a bar and a video jukebox. There's a customer video club. Ask Graham about the customer video library at the Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill. Telephone Ludlow 890-880. Ludlow 890-880. The Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill. 299 metres. Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
And here's Alison Moyet. This one's especially for Dot. Hello, Dot. Hope you're having a nice day today. Alison Moyet, Invisible, especially for Dots. Switchblade since yesterday. And before that, Pat Benatar and a song called We Belong. 18 minutes to go on the program. Then it'll be 6 o'clock, time for the news and all that. Here's Junior. And Do You Really? Yeah. Latest one from Junior, Do You Really Want My Love? Sender does this. Well, hey, there's a tortoiseshell kitten on the loose. Yes, it's 4 months old, got a white face and a very ginger by the nose. Colouring, that is. And it went missing yesterday, sometime between 2.30 and 4.30, and somewhere between St. Michael's in Tenbury Wells and Leicester's. If anybody's seen that tortoiseshell kitten, 4 months old, white-faced, ginger by the nose, and you know where it is, if it's whereabouts, call Mrs. Allam on Leicester's 227, Leicester's 227. Mrs. Allam, she'd like to hear from you about that. Tortoiseshell kitten, 4 months old, gone missing between St. Michael's and Tenbury Wells and Leicester's. Here's Cliff Richards. It's 40 minutes to six.
Young face mixes cold heart race. She's wearing that deadly